Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. 40 days, no hallelujahs in the church at all. And now every hymn's going to have hallelujah, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Man can't contain himself. It's Easter. It's the climax. It is the pinnacle of the Catholic faith. This is the reason, the raison d'etre for our faith. Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, victor over sin, victor over death, and we get to participate and to share in that victory. We have just, over the last 3 days, celebrated the Holy Triduum. On Holy Thursday, we celebrate the Last Supper, when Jesus says to his disciples, "This is my body which will be given up for you," and hands them the bread. And then he says, "This is the chalice with the blood of the new covenant," and hands them the chalice that will be offered up for you. And then we celebrated Good Friday when Jesus fulfilled the promise that he had made, and he offers up his body for us on the cross. And he pours his blood is poured out for us as the soldier pierces his side with a lance, and blood and water flow from his side. And the promise that he made in the fullness of his humanity is fulfilled. He suffers for us. And the disciples and all who followed him were dejected. They were saddened. They didn't know what to do. The one in whom they had placed all their hopes, all their dreams, all their aspirations, their entire future was dependent on this person they believed to be the Messiah, and they just seen him crucified, die the most horrific and humiliating death known to man at the time. And they were saddened. And that's where the gospel starts today. Mary Magdalene goes to the tomb. And Jesus says, of course, those who are forgiven much, love much. Those who are forgiven little, they love little. And Mary Magdalene had been forgiven much. She had been living a life that, in doing so, denied her own dignity. But Jesus Christ, through her experience of Jesus, she was able to understand again her dignity. Her dignity is created in the image and likeness of God and being restored to the person that God wanted her to be. And so she's at the tomb and she's distraught. Her last comfort, her last consolation is being deprived of her. Although she saw her Lord and Savior crucified on this cross, her only consolation was going to be able to go and pray at his tomb. And then she arrives there, and they've taken his body. Now what? But only to realize, in the joy, can you imagine the joy that she would have experienced as she leans and she says, you know, and she hears those words of Jesus, the first one, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" And you know, I think Jesus asks every one of us that question today. Whom are you looking for? Why are you here? And Mary answers, "I'm looking for Jesus. I'm looking for my Lord. Where is he?" And she doesn't recognize him until he speaks her name, Mary. And then her eyes are opened and she realizes it's her Lord. And then he says, "Mary, don't cling to me though. I have not yet ascended to my Father and your Father." That joy that she must have felt at that moment when she realized the one in whom she had placed her hope, the one in whom she had seen crucified, had actually risen from the dead. That all those hopes and dreams are now going to be fulfilled in a new and dynamic way that is possibly beyond her comprehension, but she knows that it is true. And this experience of the resurrected Christ transforms and changes everything. And that's why I love the first reading today. The first reading is Peter preaching. The Peter who denies Christ three times. The Peter who runs away and hides is now preaching fearlessly because of his experience of the resurrection. Peter, who does not focus on his own unworthiness, on his denial, but focuses on the resurrection and the mercy of God. And that's what this reading says at the end. He commanded us to preach to the people, to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. This one who is judge of the living and the dead. Listen to what he's going to do, though, this judge. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in this judge receives forgiveness of their sins through his name. That it's not about our denials of Christ in our lives. That we are called to focus on his mercy, his love, his resurrection, and his glory so that he can continue to work through us like he worked through St. Peter. St. Augustine said, if we don't, then God won't. If we won't act in God's name, then God will not act in humanity. God has chosen to do so. He has chosen to work through people, through human agency, to bring his kingdom to the world. And if we choose not to act, if we choose to focus on our own unworthiness, our own sinfulness, rather than on his grace and his power and his glory, then we are not allowing God to work through us. The same God who worked through Moses, who led the people of Israel out of Egypt, out of slavery, into the freedom of the promised land. The same God who worked through St. Peter as now the head of the church, the first pope, the head of the apostles, fearlessly proclaiming his gospel, not focusing on himself, but focusing on the glory of God, who will, by the way, offer his life. Now transformed by the experience and the grace and the glory of the resurrection, will no longer deny Christ, but will witness to Christ to the point of shedding his blood. He will be transformed. We are going to renew our baptismal promises as these children are baptized. And it's part of the Easter liturgy. Renewal of baptismal promises. An opportunity for each one of us. And for most of us, we were baptized as infants. And like today, these parents will make these promises on behalf of their children. But today, and every Easter, and even every Sunday when we profess our faith in the Creed, but today, again, we clearly say, I believe. And it's not belief. It's not a noun. It's I believe. It's a verb. It's an action. I believe with every ounce of my being in God the Father Almighty. I believe in the very depth of my heart in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. And I believe to the very depth of my soul in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. And we are saying, I believe with every ounce of my being in God, Father, Son, and Spirit. And then we are called to take this incredible gift and focusing on God's grace and allow God to work through us to bring about his kingdom here on this earth. And if not us, then who? He calls me and he calls you to make him present. Today we will also receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. The glorified, resurrected Jesus will give himself to us, and then with that which we receive, we take with us in our daily journey, striving to live our faith, not focusing on our denials, but like St. Peter, focusing on the glory of the resurrection and what God is calling us to do so that we can build up the body of Christ, the kingdom of God, here on earth.